Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Sorry.
My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. You heard them? Them. That was us, and that was Rocco singing that song. We did the part. All right. Well, welcome to Wednesday. It's hump day.
Get it.
Yeah. Wow, that's very low. You can go very low. All right, so nasty. We want to start out this show talking about Nepo babies and how they're so out of touch.
Hashtag Nepo babies.
Nepo babies.
Calm down, Dawn. Okay. Stop overreacting about the whole Nepo baby thing.
Well,
that is if I'm Kaia Gerber, because, well, she's minimizing her role according to a story I read in Page Six. And now that's not the story. I'm just reading the report of the report, which is what we do a lot here on the radio.
Yeah.
So I saw this story over at Page Six that they were like, hey, Kaia Gerber, noted model.
Nepo baby.
And child of
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber. So she has famous parents. So she maybe has been accused at some point of being a Nepo baby, right? Anyway, she acknowledged, Dawn, that her parents have played a role in her success as a young model.
Okay.
But she wants you to know that when it comes to her acting career, it all comes down to her own work. Now, here's what she said. I want you to see how you feel about this.
Okay.
And this was in an interview for Elle Magazine, a new interview that... And I'm sure this is taken totally out of context, but whatever. I'm reading the report of the report. Quote, yeah. No artist is going to sacrifice their vision for someone's kid. That just isn't how art is made. And what I'm interested in is art. I would like to know what you think about that, but I think what she's saying is for, you know, those of us out here who are adults and we don't get these things.
Yeah.
Is that nobody would ever deign to just put someone in a movie because of who their parents are for their art.
Oh, honey.
No artist would do that, Dawn.
This is so gross, honey.
As someone who's been on the stage and a red carpet, what say you?
Yeah, I recognize no one cares if I'm on the red carpet. But if Kaia Gerber is on the red carpet, people take pictures and those pictures are in magazines and those magazines sell. Okay, or people click on articles, which leads to ad revenue. Also, when you're doing a movie, just from anybody with a brain knows that if it has a famous name in it or somebody with a higher profile compared to an unknown, people are more likely to go see that movie.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So here's where I'm going to do the good cop, bad cop thing. So you just did the bad cops. Now we'll do some good cop. And by that, I mean, we all get that, like, if she was terrible at what she did, she would not be in the things that she's been in or done the things that she's done. However,
Drew Barrymore doing a talk show. What?
Oh, my God. What do you have against Drew? I love Drew.
I don't think she's good at that. That's it.
Okay. All right, but you keep saying it. I just wonder, did you have a relationship with her that went sour?
No, at some point? I don't. I love Drew Barrymore otherwise.
Do you?
I mean, the Barrymore family has so much a legacy, so I'm interested in her in that way.
Anyway, the moral of the story is if she's not good at what she does, she's not getting the job. I get it. Like, that's valid. But in Hollywood, what did we talk about, I think, last week or the week before? It's a small town. So it's not what you know, it's who you know. Yep. Or it's not only what you know or how good you are. It's, you know, who knows you're good at what you do, meaning whose lips is your name on? Are your name on?
Whose mouth?
Whose mouth is your lips on?
Who?
What?
Who's been saying your name,
who's
honey?
Been lips? Oh, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Keep your
I get
name
that.
Out
so
of my
I,
mouth.
I think on the one hand, she's right, right? But then she goes on to say, yes, nepotism is prevalent. But I think if it actually was what people make it out to be, we'd see even more of it.
It's everywhere. For oh man, she's really batting 1,000 here.
Also, I don't even know what that means.
She means that you'd see more people who aren't the sons and daughters or nieces and nephews, or you know,
you'd see more nepotism if it was really a problem.
But she
Wait,
obviously
what?
Like if we could just add up all the top celebrities and see if they're connected
they're all
in any
related.
Way. And they're all.
And it's not new. This is not new. This is where like I would just tell her like I get it, you're in a bubble, and I think that's what I wanted to point out with this, you know, when I read this article is like you just can't see outside the bubble. Because for those of us on the outside of the bubble, we understand and we all know it in our own lives. People get things because of the connections they have.
You have an instant career.
And it's fine. That's just the way the world works. Like, I've had a leg up in life that other people didn't have. Other people have had resources and access to privilege that I didn't have.
Yeah.
Same with you. Same with any one of us. We get that. The world is unfair. I wish we could, you know, we can work hard to ameliorate some of those things where we need to. But when it comes to acting in Hollywood and theater, like, we get it. That's a real thing. But you, it seems like maybe we would prefer they have a more of an awareness of that privilege.
I want one of them to come out and say, you know what? I would not have a career if I weren't the child of two famous people, period.
Yeah.
Why can't any of them just say it?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have the opportunity. I would have never been famous.
And surely somebody has, right? Like, I don't know.
Maybe
somebody
they have. And if you know.
But this new generation, Kaia Gerber's generation of, well, because everybody's also talking about Nepo Baby, a.k.a. Nepotism Baby, a.k.a. you know, those who are privileged because of their parents or relationships because of their, you know, family. That's not new. There's nothing new about it. We have a cool new hashtag for it, but this has been going on from time immemorial. That's why it's like, you don't need to explain it away.
It was going on before you were even born, so I don't know.
Think about all of our favorite actors from our generation and perhaps a generation behind us. They were all the children and family of the golden age of Hollywood.
And we didn't even like
Jane Fonda,
know a lot of them.
Anyone?
Right, right? Exactly.
Liza Minnelli. Anyone?
Right. So
Charles Arbuckle.
I just
that's not a real person. I just made him up.
But I just it's just the unwillingness to think about if they haven't ever had to like ride a light rail, like let's say you work at Burger King and you look like Kaia Gerber. OK.
Yeah.
And you live in Nebraska. There's a long road for you to become famous. Yeah. OK. You might have to ride the light rail, which I don't think there is one in Nebraska, but the bus, let's say the bus
yeah.
to get to work because you need to make money to get ink for your printer to print your resume.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long road there. And then you might get a chance to audition. Yeah. And that, like,
you think
it's so layered.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Nepo Babies and Kaia Gerber, child of Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber, was like, yeah, if this nepotism thing was more of a problem, it would be more of a problem. I don't know what that means. But kind of just being a little blind to perhaps the true extent of her privilege. Do you think it's because it's an ego thing? Meaning somebody doesn't want to admit it because then they feel like, oh, God, then I am nothing. I'm nothing other than a name. Because I don't think that's true, but I wonder, do you think that's where the insecurity comes from to deny that that's actually happening?
I'm not sure if it's insecurity, but it is because they're defensive about it.
Well, because if you admit that, perhaps they believe then, what am I?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm like, you don't have to throw.
But it doesn't matter because you're already somebody. It's not going to go away because you said it.
Turtle out with the turtle water. Because I don't like to say the baby one anymore. Yeah. It just doesn't seem right.
So
I guess you could say the proverbial Nepo baby. But, you know, anyway, the moral of the story is like, I don't think you have to admit. I think you can acknowledge your privilege.
I don't think that they understand. There is no, because they haven't experienced that, they can't understand or even think as far as I just took it.
Yeah.
Because they've never, they don't even in their mind go there to think about what
they don't
other
see
people
the wall
have to do.
That is around them and the thousands of people that are clawing to get in.
Because there are 5 million people, or they used to be, I'm sure there are more now, in the LA surrounding area who have, who are trying to become actors. Yeah. 5 million. So let's say there are 2.5 million women who you're competing with.
Yeah.
My God, yeah. Everything that those
now,
people who don't have
some people would be defeated
to
by that, and some people would be depressed by that, but others find that to be a challenge. But then you have these people on the inside. It's kind of like, you ever see the old silent movie Metropolis?
Yes.
So there was like this Garden of Eden world above mm-hmm. the clouds where all the rich people lived, and uh-huh. they didn't see what was actually going on down below. Like, it's just, there's like an idol that these people live in and they don't see it. And, you know, they might think they do because now they're on social media. And they've got all the, you know, hip hashtags, and they know about all these conversations. But you want to say, and I even admit that in my own life, right? Like, I would imagine the same is true, you know, where my own privilege is concerned. But at least I'm willing to, like, see it because I know mm-hmm. that it exists. I
yes.
can, because I'm out in the world, right?
Right?
Like, I can see it. I think you get to a certain point when you're, like, at the Kaia Gerber level. And not to pick on her unfairly, it's just that she's talking about it in this article now. And so it's a great conversation. I don't think she's alone by any stretch of the imagination.
Insulting.
Well, but, and I don't know why I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. She can't see
she's
it.
She's ignorant.
Well, I'm not going to use that word, but.
Well, I'm not saying that in a, I mean, she's literally ignorant, meaning she does not know she doesn't have the knowledge or the ability to think deeper, apparently, about it and how it comes across.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I'm not, like, she probably was asked the question in the L
magazine
interview. Yeah. So it's not like she thought it up and said, I want to talk about this. But when she is asked the question, I really just wish that that she would have thought about it more.
Well,
it's not going to ruin my day.
She's also 21, right? And like I imagine even her mother would say, let me just tell you. And they probably had these conversations. Well, I would hope, because Cindy Crawford is an amazing human. You would hope that she has sat down with her daughter and explained, like, this is a privilege that you have, and for whatever reason, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
Take the opportunity and be grateful for it and do the best. Suddenly I'm like channeling Cindy Crawford.
But you know what?
Darling,
she
Kaia.
Can be an amazing person. Like, look at Tom Hanks and then Chet Hanks. I'm sure Tom Hanks has told both of his sons, like, this is a real, I'm sure that both of their parents, which I'm blanking on, who Tom Hanks is married to.
Tom Hanks and, God. What's her name?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Patty O'Malley.
Yeah, you know, her.
Rita Wilson. I Googled it.
Probably lovely people. We've never heard a bad thing about them, but there's nothing
but
they
Chet
can do
Hanks.
About somebody turning out
Yeah. You do your best as a parent,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you do your best. Like, I cannot ultimately control how my daughter comes across, or she's not a duplicate of me.
Yeah.
You know?
But how do you deal with that then? Or do you just not, and we just roll our eyes at it every time, you know, a Nepo baby
speaks?
I would hope
that Cindy Crawford says, okay, Kaia, come here. We got to talk about this interview you did and how that seems and how it comes across. You know,
yeah.
I hope there's that conversation happening. I mean, some of these celebrities say, I'm not giving my kids anything. They aren't rich. I am. I kind of like those parents. Like, I want them to have to work for something. But just built into the equation, you're already who you are. And so they're going to have a leg up anyway.
Yep.
So they want them to work for it as much as they can't.
Well, didn't we just talk about, who did we talk about? Marie Osmond told her kids, like, you guys better make some money because I'm spending it all before I leave.
Yeah, I'm not giving you any of it.
Which I always go back and forth with that because I want to believe I would be that kind of parent because I want you to have the best shot at being your own best success.
I would love to give...
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Like as if I were a celebrity and I had the ability to send my kid to a really good college, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
If they could get in, which hopefully they study enough to make the, you know, the requirements. But I would love to say you get to go to Harvard, you know, or you get to go to UCLA drama school.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be an actor, you get to go there.
Or if you want to be, you know, a mechanic, go to the best mechanic school.
I mean, whatever
opportunity. You know what, Dawn?
What?
I don't think Kaia Gerber is going to take our advice, but
she's dating Austin Butler, so who cares?
She's doing something right.
That's
maybe
right.
We should like give her some advice and then like have her over. For, you know,
so Austin can come along.
Right? Would that be so wrong?
Yeah, we didn't say any of that. Can I strike that and reverse
it? No, I think it was all productive and helpful, right? Like, again, we're
do
just
we
saying.
Do we sound bitter?
I don't sound bitter.
Okay. Oh, but I do?
No, I own it. You're not being bitter.
I've just had experiences in my life that were difficult, I would say, you know? And everybody has.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
I was a single mom at 16. You know, didn't really, you know, I had to ride the bus stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, everybody has privilege in their life and it's what you do and how you deal with that privilege. I think for me, that's an important measure of a person's character.
Yeah. Because we can always go down the road and say like, but you weren't this and also 16 and pregnant, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what personal journey Kaia Gerber has been on, what struggles she's had in her life.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about the privilege in her career, I think it's okay to call that out and say, you may just want to understand that you actually truly are benefiting directly from the fact that you come from a famous family. And that's okay. But just don't act as though there's something more complicated.
Yeah. And people are so artistic that they would never reduce themselves to hiring you for your name.
Yeah.
That's not the way it goes.
We hired Holly for this next segment because of her name, because she is going to give us all the latest from Hollywood.
Oh,
she's our very own Nepo baby when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
We're at
The Little Blind Spot.
Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas with huge savings for 2023. If ever there was a time to visit the Little Blind Spot showroom, that time is here. Right now, select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of 30% off the purchase value, up to $1,200. That's right, I said $1,200. Hunter Douglas Honeycomb Shades are designed to conserve energy at the window in any season. They trap heat inside the honeycomb fabrics during the winter months and keep cool air inside your home in summer. It's like they were made for Minnesotans. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today for help from the best experts in the business. Or you can visit them online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you. Sing it with me.
The Little Blind Spot. We're big on service.
This is a test of... This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It's the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, including Holly Roberts, who's here to deliver all the celebrity gossip. Hi, Holly.
Oh, hello, Bradley and Dawn.
Did you know that you're our Nepo baby?
I'm a Nepo baby. Cause
yeah, because you're Holly and Hollywood, and we were talking about Nepo babies.
Oh, my gosh. Segment. Well, I was named after a freeway in the San Francisco
of
Bay
course.
Area. So, a freeway exit.
Oh, my gosh.
Not exactly Nepo That's, baby material.
Is that where you were created?
Yes. I was brought onto this earth. No, I don't know where on I was an conceived, off-ramp. Quite frankly. I didn't really bother to ask.
Or she could have been like born on the off-ramp. You know, like sometimes people mm-hmm. have emergency pregnancies. You or I mean, emergency deliveries.
Mine was an emergency pregnancy.
I was an emergency pregnancy.
Fun fact, I was born at Stanford University.
Oh my gosh, Holly. Yeah.
That's why she's so smart.
She's a Nepo baby. What do you have for us today?
Jeremy Renner news.
Okay.
So we're getting more details about the snowplow accident that injured Jeremy Renner on New Year's Day, leaving with 30 broken bones. According to a new Nevada Sheriff's Office incident report, Jeremy Renner was trying to save his adult nephew from being hit by a snowplow when the machine accidentally crushed him.
This is terrifying. You know what I also, I don't want to say loved, but found fascinating or noted about this story was that we're just now finding out about it. Like, it seems rather heroic, right? That he was doing that.
Yeah.
You would argue. But it wasn't like the first thing they told us. Do you know, like, I feel like in some
maybe
celebrity situations...
Maybe he didn't reveal that, because only his nephew and the kids would know.
Exactly. And I just thought the fact that this is coming out now, long after, you know, the event, and he's fine, and we're okay, I think that just... That made me think better of him. I don't know why.
Yeah, this is coming from a redacted Washoe County Sheriff's Office report, and they're saying that Jeremy Renner didn't activate the emergency brake as the machine started sliding sideways after he had used it to pull his nephew's truck out of the snow. And this piston bully snow groomer, so it began sliding, causing Jeremy Renner to exit the vehicle without setting the emergency brake.
Oh.
So it was just, you know, you're making split-second decisions. And the report said that the piston bully had some mechanical issues, but based on their inspection, the parking brake would have kept the machine from moving forward.
I see.
It's just, again, one of those split-second decisions that you, you know.
Well, you're thinking of someone else in the moment. You're not thinking about, boy, this could, you know, get caught up in this.
Yeah. We forget, you know, like when we're driving cars, do you ever think about this? We are literally hurtling, you know,
it's
tons of steel through time and space.
We're driving a weapon.
Yeah. Try not to think about that or my legs get tingly.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you have another story that's quick since we've used up all your time?
So Anna Delvey has announced she's working on an unscripted series.
Oh.
Are you excited?
The fake heiress is working on something called Delvey's Dinner Club. The show would consist of her throwing dinner parties with celebrities, moguls, and the glitterati, all from her East Village apartment because she's still under house arrest.
Who's going to show up at this dinner
that's
party?
That's what I wonder.
Prince Andrew?
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there are thirsty celebrity folk everywhere.
I guess so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of thirsty, we are thirsty for your Dirt Alerts, Holly. We'll make sure we create more space for you tomorrow. I apologize.
We went off on Nepo babies.
Yeah, Nepo babies.
Holly, thank you so much. You can listen to Holly every day on the morning show.
Yeah!
And with us for blind items at 12 or Dirt Alerts at 12:15. And when we return, Mike's got blind items right here on My Talk.
Oh, I wish that was higher.
I mean, I'll take it, but I would like some sun.
Well, we had snow this morning, and like
it's still
said,
snowing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so be careful out there.
Drive safe.
Yes.
Although I'm grateful for the layer of dusty dust because it's keeping them roads from being super slickies. So.
Oh, okay.
Also, I was taking out the dog last night really quick.
Yeah, Bradley, go on.
In the middle of the night, it was like 1 a.m. She had to pee. And this Louise. Plow went flying down the alley at light speed, scared the bejesus out of me.
Is it a time machine?
It must have been.
Plow. Maybe.
Anyway.
Hey, we're Bradley and Dawn, and this is My Talk 107.1, and we have, actually, Mike has some blind items for us.
Blinded by the item.
I sure do. Let's have some fun trying to figure out these little pieces of celebrity gossip. We'll start things off with... this one, again, this is from our buddy NT Lawyer over at crazydaysandnights.net. If you didn't think this A-plus list singer doesn't feel shafted about what happened yesterday, especially when she was so confident that the whole thing was a lock, you would be wrong. Somebody is going to be blamed for the lousy results this Oscar season.
Oh.
Taylor Swift getting jilted by the Academy.
Something about the crawdad singing.
Yep. Exactly. You nailed it all.
Where the crawdad sing. She well wrote done. A song.
In the water?
Yep.
Is that the answer?
There's a crawdad in my bucket, dear Liza.
Dear Liza, there's a crawdad in my bucket, dear Liza.
A craw.
Crawfish. Okay, fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blanks.
This, I was debating if I wanted to continue, but I don't think we want to continue the song. That's fine. Taylor Swift.
Eat it, dear Liza.
Okay.
Dear Henry.
There you go.
Taylor Swift is not very happy with what happened yesterday. Of course, during the Academy Award announcements, like you mentioned, where the Crawdads sing, she had the song Carolina in that one, and it was she was expecting the whole thing to be a lock, that she would be an Oscar contender, but nope. Not to be the case.
Oh, has she ever been? Oh, I'm asking. Let me just look it up on IMDb. Wondering if she's ever been an Oscar contender. Taylor,
I could have been a contender.
It's something, you know, she has goals. Just because she's achieved a lot doesn't mean she doesn't have goals.
She's an overachiever, and she's very highly successful and a talented woman of many talents. So I'm sure she thought, you know, much like Lady Gaga thought, I too can have this thing called an Academy Award.
Oh, right. I see. So she's won an Emmy and a whole bunch of nominations, but it doesn't say Oscar. So this is something she wanted to achieve in her life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it didn't happen. So next year,
do another one.
Yeah.
She'll have five songs in major motion pictures.
Well, you already wrote half a song for her, so if she just takes up your advice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do another one?
Yeah.
What if we said no? It'd be a very awkward segment if just you like, just would have said no. This very fast rapper has been struggling to make his own income, so why not get a boost from his significant other on her big day? The foreign-born singer had an opportunity to allow a lot of different deserving people to have an opportunity. Instead, she decided to give it to her baby daddy so his feelings wouldn't get hurt.
Oh, that was a lot.
All I thought of was Twista, because he's a super fast rapper, but that's old.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you should hear him.
Again.
He's ridiculously fast. So
this very fast rapper has been struggling to make his own income, so why not get a boost from his significant other on her big day? The foreign-born singer, who is the significant other, has had an opportunity to allow a lot of other deserving people a spot, but instead gave it to her baby daddy so his feelings won't get hurt.
So it's a musical couple.
Correct.
And she's foreign born.
Okay.
Yep.
He is foreign born?
She is.
Oh, she. So it's Rihanna.
Rihanna
and?
That guy.
Yeah. You know that guy.
A really
fast rapper.
Yep.
I don't know.
I can't remember who she's.
Well, if you were doing something really fast, you'd be doing it what?
Quickly.
Speedy.
If you were using an acronym, it would be what?
ASAP Rocket!
Boom!
Oh,
nicely done.
Good job, Bradley. God.
Or as people who don't know would say, ASAP Rocky.
Right. There you go.
That's great. Thank you. What about another one?
Well, you want me to fill in the blanks?
He gets to fill in the blanks.
You guys know the big day, obviously.
Oscar nominations?
No. What's the big day?
Oh, Super Bowl.
Exactly. So she has an opportunity to, obviously, and according to NT Lawyer, it sounds like ASAP Rocky will definitely be performing during the Super Bowl along with Rihanna.
Yeah, Anna.
Good job, Brian. I'm sorry,
Rihanna. She could have given an opportunity to lots of other people. Instead, she gonna give it to ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
Well, good luck to him.
Gosh, that's exciting.
Nepo baby.
And apparently, he can't make his own money, according to NT Lawyer.
Oh,
or hasn't been at least.
NT Lawyer's so.
Dude,
he's very.
What
mean.
Do you know?
He's very mean.
All right, let's keep it going with another one.
Yeah.
I'm going to run out of items.
No, we have six
more
minutes.
Come on, Tom, we got to play it out.
This three-named rapper, apparently there's a theme today, this three-named rapper and his actress girlfriend have split and then got back together so many times in the recent months that the blind items are having trouble keeping up. Apparently, though, this current split might actually take the cake and might actually happen because there's a potential hookup partners of the three-named rapper that are being told he's single.
Okay.
Oh, no. All Tyler, right.
So let me,
the creator.
Okay, hold on. Let me lay this out. So if I heard you correctly,
yes.
It sounds like this three-named rapper and this person.
Actress girlfriend.
They've been on again, off again, on again, off again. It's hard to keep up, and there's a lot of
and
ladies.
She's an actress.
And the ladies that are potentially hooking up with the three-named rapper are being told that he's single and ready to mingle.
Yeah. Okay, so three-named rapper... Oh, gosh, the only three names that are coming to my mind are Gina Lola Brigida, but she just died. It's okay, Dawn. Three-named rapper. Do you have any three-named rappers in your head, Dawn?
I had Tyler, the Creator. but she's an actress.
Do we know, are we more likely to know the actress?
You know both of them really well. Okay. We've talked really a lot about these two. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. What?
She is an actress, beautiful by all accounts, people would say.
Yeah.
They are kind of a creepy publication.
I don't know how she's going to get the ring off.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly, yes, and Megan Queen. Fox.
That's correct.
Well, they were so in love. I don't understand.
I mean,
she said that he was the most beautiful man on the planet.
Maybe she doesn't want the most beautiful man on the planet.
But is it her? She's getting rid of him, or he's getting rid of her?
Well, let's have him fill in the blanks and we'll figure it out.
Apparently, again, according to NT Lawyer, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox have split and been back together so many times in recent months that they're having trouble keeping up. But apparently this current split that the two have might have actually taken, because Machine Gun Kelly is telling potential hookup partners that he's single.
So you know what is believable about this? I don't know about the whole single thing and the ladies, whatever. Doesn't surprise me. But the thing that surprises me about this
publationship.
I can see these two being the kinds that are like, I hate you. Oh. I hate you. I love you. I love you. And then the makeup sex. It's just all about makeup sex, right? Because, you know, they get hot and heavy after they, run away. Come close, run away, right. Come close.
Right.
So I could see that, you know.
They're both larger than life personalities, yeah. So extremes would make sense.
Yeah.
Plus, didn't she get together with Brian Austin Green, her late husband.
Oh my God.
Her ex-husband, and then break up like several times.
I wouldn't be surprised. I will also say.
Not to blame it on her, but.
No. But I will also say, too, one of the things we remember about that publationship, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox Kelly. Or Megan Kelly Fox. I don't remember.
Oh, did they get married?
No. the one thing I remember is that she always talks about him in weird, like she's like his mommy. Like she, it was so creepy. Like she saw.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He knew from the moment she saw him that he would be hers. There was just like this weird
possession-y
thing.
And there was so much the over the top, like their love is a bond. And then he told the story of the tree and seeing stars and like remember the whole spiritual experience he had when they got together. Right.
Licking
and
blood.
It was like transcendental meditation session he had when he met her. And it was mind blowing. I'm like, this is so over the top. It surely isn't. You can't sustain that.
No, it's not realistic because it's theater. And look, in your 20s, but theater is great.
They believe it. And it's okay to believe that. It's very sweet.
But once you get to your 40s, like running around, sucking each other's blood, it's going to look real tired.
Ragefully
tell that
ripping,
to Dracula.
Ragefully ripping off that wedding ring that's got thorns built into it rip her skin.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's
not fun.
I think she'll date Pete Davidson next.
Well,
I'm predicting that.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Yeah.
Let's do another one. Blinded by the item. Was this former A-plus list tweener cheated on all the time in her relationship with an actor? Yes. However, don't forget that the former tweener also cheated.
Ooh, a tweener.
A tweener?
Oh, is this Miley? Sorry. And Liam?
It's Miley and Liam, yep.
Okay, fill in the blanks and we got to talk.
Yeah, so apparently Miley cheated on during the entire relationship with Liam Hemsworth. Yes, however, don't forget, Miley also cheated on Liam, so it was mutual.
So we haven't talked about this on the show, but that song, you know, yeah, the latest song, everybody's talking about
how... That I don't know.
That's fine. Mike, can we get a sample of this?
We absolutely can. Give me a second here.
While I just
You'd have to take it out of the... Well, we do. Oh, the podcast. We got to remember. I'm saying that out loud.
I'll make a note.
Thank you for sharing. But now I've forgotten what I was going to say to you.
Was it in reference to the fact that... Because I've got the whole backstory.
We haven't deep talked dove about
into it. Yeah, yeah. So essentially, people are saying that this song is all about how Liam cheated. Like, there's all these fan theories going on, and God only knows what's true. Would not surprise me if it's true. That he cheated, like, many, 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 many times on her. Does this ring a bell?
It will at the chorus, I would assume.
We don't have to play all that. Then we'll just have to take it out.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'll listen to it on my own
time. Let me fast forward a little bit. But yeah, it's a direct, and you can line up, and people have done this on TikTok, you can line up the chorus of this song along with Bruno Mars.
It's like a response song.
It's literally a response, and the rumor is that the song, which is really weird to have this as your song for a couple, but When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars, which is about how somebody could have loved somebody.
He sang that at their, or not sang it, he played it at their wedding.
He played it at their wedding. And the song Flowers, the chorus is almost a direct answer back, callback to what Bruno Mars sings in his chorus.
Which is kind of genius. It is very Dan Brown.
You can line it up. There's a TikToker that lined it all up.
It's very Dan Brown and Da Vinci Code.
Oh, I love it.
So people are like deep in the weeds with that one.
I'm glad she's number one.
But to Enty's point, she cheated on him too. Yeah. Also, can we remember what she did before they announced that their relationship was over? She was on a boat making out with another lady.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
Really fun.
Thank you for that journey of blind items, Mike. Now, when we come back here on the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, from blind items to we're going to give something away, so you better listen. And then Dawn's going to tell us why Hilaria Baldwin is up to her old tricks right here on My Talk 107.1. Yes, you do, my talkers. And this time of year, you're going to want Hero to help keep you warm throughout the winter. My friends at Hero have been keeping Twin Cities homes warm and cozy for over 100 years. And as I said, this time of year, keeping your home warm is at the top of everyone's list. Now, if you don't have heat, that's an emergency. Don't worry. Hero can get your heat back on so you and your family are safe. Just call Hero.com. Now, if there's something else going on that needs attention, like maybe you've got a room that doesn't get hot enough, or another room that gets way too hot. In fact, we had this with our upstairs happen, and we figured out a way to actually make that room more efficient and get the right amount of heat. Not too much, not too little. And my friends at Hero are professionals at doing exactly that. So if you got weird noises, your boiler's doing odd things, give them a call. callhero.com. You'll get $57 off your repair. You just got to tell them that My Talk sent you. That's callhero.com today. Don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you too.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Hi.
Hello. Well, we have something to give away, first of all. Let's do that first. It's a pair of tickets to Blues for an Alabama Sky at Guthrie Theater on opening night. So it's just for this night on February 3rd at 7:30. So if you can go and you want these tickets and to go with a friend, you'd be like, you know, do a lottery with your friends. Say, who wants to go? Put your name in this
hat. If you've got that many friends, my God, I would not have enough people to do a lottery.
Yeah. But, so give us a call, 651-641-1071, and Mike will get you on the list.
All right. Did you want to, I feel like Bethany Frankel was saying some stuff about Hilaria.
He sure was. So, Hilaria Baldwin, or Hilaria.
You can call her Hillary. That's her actual name. How do you say Hillary?
Mm-hmm. Hillary.
No, I'm saying that's because remember she would say,
how do you say cucumber?
And we're cucumber.
So she's been accused of using a fake Spanish accent because on different talk shows, she has used a fake Spanish accent in the past. She says that she lived in Spain half of her life and she speaks Spanish. And so she just it comes out that way sometimes. Yeah. Like sometimes she doesn't have it and sometimes she doesn't. She doesn't know why, which to me, I would like to give her some credit here and say that sound, I have not experienced that in my life. And it sounds like it could be a truth.
Sure.
But I do believe that there are times that she used that to her advantage to be seen.
And oh, to like make on that Today Show episode where she was like, how do you say cucumber? And we're like, girl, English is your first language. Yeah. Why are you having a hard time?
Right. So her whole public life had been with the accent.
Yeah.
Okay, so that seems like a choice. So she recently, Bethany Frankel watched this clip of her where she is talking to the paparazzi about leaving her alone. Do we have that, Mike?
He's on the phone right now, but I'm sure he'll play it momentarily.
Sorry, I can't see him over there.
The clip, do you want to explain the clip?
Okay, so the clip is, it's very, like, I feel for her because they have 7 kids and she's just trying to be a mom and take them to school. With the recent things that have been happening with her husband, Alec, being charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter for that shooting on Rust, they're looking for her. They're hunting her like paparazzi do. And so they're waiting outside school and it's awful. You know, like, oh, man, why are we doing this to this family? So this is Hilaria talking to the paparazzi in a very calm manner to leave her alone.
To realize that we have 7 kids. And you being here to escort them to school and to be there when they come home is not good. So on a human level, you guys know I'm not going to say anything to you. You know that. So please leave my family in peace and let this all play out. Okay? So let my kids come home and you stay away from them. Because they ask me, Mommy, what are these people doing? And it's a very hard thing as a mom to try to explain. So please, go home, because I'm not going to say anything, and Alec is not going to say anything.
Your lawyers have said something about the charges. What do you say about the charges?
Okay, so that, like, I want to cut her some slack, because she's, like, holding a baby.
I know.
And she's being hounded by paparazzi, right?
So, yes.
But then you hear that, and you're like, but that's not her voice, which is so odd. I'd be curious to know if what that's all about. What do you think?
She probably met him that way, you know, because maybe she thought it was more exotic. And I don't know how they met, but maybe you just started a lie and you can't let it.
When you say that's how they met, what do
maybe
you mean?
She met him and used that accent. Alec.
Oh.
So she married her husband and he fell in love with Spanish Hilaria, not Hillary from Boston.
Yeah.
So she had to play the long game with this. Like, she's like, oh, this is a real relationship for the rest of my life.
But she doesn't always speak like that.
Right. So then people pointed that out and everything happened. So here she is speaking with the accent again. Bethany Frankel, who, you know, she seems to have her opinion out there a lot of times and stuff that I'm like, do you need to be talking about this? But she's very outspoken. So she says, you F. Hilaria Baldwin.
Oh, my God.
You will never know the loneliness or the resiliency of being an immigrant, of greeting people with a real accent. I'm so sorry. This is not Bethany. This is another woman on TikTok who said this.
Oh, okay.
Who is an immigrant, okay? Apologize, but Bethany does speak a lot. Coming up. So, and she said, you won't have to experience that. Basically, like,
so an immigrant is saying, like
you don't know what
it
means. Yeah. And you make me sick. Okay. So Bethany says, I cannot believe Hilaria Baldwin is still pretending that she has a Spanish accent. And then she also goes on to say that Hilaria once belittled her. And she says, I'm discussing his wife, who I was once at a barbecue with and tried to connect to her about yoga. And she was very better then about the yoga, meaning I just take a vinyasa class at different studios. And she sort of made it like what she does is different and the way she teaches is different. It made me feel very belittled in a very subtle way. It was just very better than, and yoga is a very individualized practice. It's not a competitive practice. It's something that you have your own journey about. So I remember feeling partially stupid and also partially, who the hell did she think she was?
Mm.
So she also says, so she's identifying as Spanish. I mean, you can't. That's identifying as a liar.
That's Bethany saying.
Mm-hmm. You know what happened years ago with Brian Williams, and he embellished the story. It was not great because you can't just roll with what people think happened. You have to be accountable, and you have to correct to make sure that your side of the street is always clean.
Yeah, I guess I really just don't understand why she's using an accent that's not her own. Because, you know, to your point, she's lived in Spain or been around Spain. But when she was in Spain, she was speaking Spanish. She wasn't speaking English with a, quote, Spanish accent, whatever that is. But that's the perception of what's going on here.
And you. And, yes.
Oh, sorry.
No. I was going to say, point out that you lived in Japan.
Yeah.
So you've had the experience of speaking another language in a foreign country.
Yeah. But you wouldn't hear me. And I know I said this when we first started talking about Hilaria Baldwin a long time ago. Like, if I had started speaking English with a Japanese accent, people would be like, you can't. I wouldn't do that. But
right.
That's inappropriate.
And racist.
And it's racist and it's culturally appropriating. So. Why is she doing that, right? Because
maybe she's nervous and it comes out when she's nervous.
I don't know. It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. You know what? Thank you for that story. And when we come back, I'm very excited. We have a special guest. Annie from Alight is here to talk about an amazing program you can participate in.